Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
After he said his slogan or whatever.
I don't recall that.
The old TV show for the Cheetos, right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I just don't remember. That sounds more like when they're shaking off getting bonked in the head type of a thing.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, but I think the Cheetah was supposed to be, like, so fast that he had to, like, come to a stop and be like, I. Right?
Okay.
Like, you know,
all right.
I think, I don't know. I just remember loving Cheetos as a kid growing up.
Who didn't?
Both,
Cheetos is the best value.
Both the puffy and the crunchy?
No.
Like, not crunchy.
My favorite?
No, not puffy.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness. You've got your chocolate in my peanut butter.
No. Okay, hear me out. Hear me out. This is because I was economically sound as a kid.
Yeah.
Right? You go to the snack bar, the convenience store.
Was it the Admiral snack bar?
No.
Okay.
But it was, yeah, no. It was the Alahu snack bar.
Star Wars joke.
Okay. Islam joke.
It was a trap.
Okay. But you go to the snack bar or the convenience store or whatever, and there's like the bag of chips, and it's like 99 cents just printed on the bag. You're familiar with this, right?
Yep.
And then like the Cheetos Puffs or the Funyuns or whatever, they're like net weight, 0.25 ounces.
Right, yeah.
And then you buy the bag of crunchy Cheetos, it's like net weight. 4 ounces,
right?
For the same price, so you get more food for the price.
Yep. I wasn't at that level.
I was.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. Like Doritos and Cheetos and Fritos.
Yeah.
Like, you know, comparable enough where you get your value. But I was like, I love Funyuns. I can never bring myself to pay 99 cents for a bag because it's just way too little.
Now look at Funyuns. Probably like $5 for that same bag.
Oh, yeah, I love Funyuns too, but like. Just like the regular Captain Crunch, not the peanut butter Captain Crunch, the regular Captain Crunch,
okay.
Squares, that destroy the roof of my mouth.
Okay, yeah, that's
yes.
Fair.
Right? Yeah.
Like, you know, unlike any other food or snack, like those two were the only ones that I could think of that are like, you would eat them, you'd be like, yeah, that was great, but then like the next day or later that day, you're like, why is my mouth all funky?
Lemon drops would do that to me too. Because I eat like way too many lemon drops at a time.
That just burns the roof of your mouth.
It starts, yeah.
Wow, so we should probably get some didness out of the way.
Please.
It is Free Talk Live. We are a live call-in radio program where you could call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Captain's Log, Stardate 03102024. In the studio tonight, it's myself. The authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, LLC. Joining me tonight.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
little pig, let me in.
Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin. Right.
I should have pulled up green jello, but I didn't because, well, you know.
We were busy.
Yeah, we were show prepping.
Yeah.
We were prepping
taking
for the show.
Taking care of business.
That's right. But we do have some interesting pig stories for you today here on Free Talk Live. The first of which...
Like oink oink pigs, not like, I'm going to shoot your dog pigs.
Yeah, usually it's, you know, the leather.
No way to spoil it for everybody.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was that big of a surprise.
You could have just let them keep guessing through these three articles that
All
we
right.
have. But no, that's fine. Oink oink indeed. This from KSLA.com, Channel 12. Where is this out of? Come to Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay.
Family uses Oreo cookies to help lure 450-pound pig named Kevin Bacon back to his home.
Nice.
Are you guys familiar with the 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
Yes.
I thought it was 6 degrees, but yeah.
I thought it was 7.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought it was 8.
Okay.
Well, are you just messing with us now?
One of you explain to our listeners the 7 degrees, or six, or eight, or however many degrees. What's the deal with that?
Generally speaking, anyone you associate with, you can make a connection to Kevin Bacon with six or seven connections. Some way,
I don't know if that's true, but that is the definition of this phenomenon.
Right. Yes. And there's ways to do it on like the Wikipedia, mm-hmm. just through the link clicking.
Yep.
Like you know, how many links does it take to get to Kevin Bacon?
Yep.
Type of a thing.
I wonder,
and it's less than six.
I wonder if there's a brand of bacon named Kevin.
There should be.
If not, yeah, there should be.
Or I know occasionally people will like name their pigs Kevin.
Well, that's what this
just
is.
Just as a little ha ha hee hee.
This pig is named Kevin Bacon. Yeah. Now, the only other pig I'm aware of that has a name is South Park in, man, season three or something, man.
Okay.
If you buy, like, the DVD, in between each episode, they have Matt and Trey, like, doing a thing. One of the things they did, one of the skits they did in between the episodes of South Park was they did a thing called Making Bacon with Macon.
Yeah, it was pretty messed up.
It was definitely messed up. What they did is they made, like, basically bacon lasagna, but with no noodles. They just used bacon.
Okay.
And then they had a pig in the kitchen with them whose name was Macon, right? So they're making bacon with Macon, right?
Okay.
So the pig's name is Macon. They're making bacon. And they make these bacon dishes. And then, like, you watch an episode, and they come back. And they're like, okay, well, let's take it out of the oven now, right? You know, and then they go to another one, and they're like, okay, well, let's try it out, see how it tastes. And they take and they feed some of this bacon to Macon, the pig.
Nice.
So the pig is now eating its fellow pig.
I remember I was a vegetarian when I saw that, and I was extremely triggered by it.
Really?
Yeah, it was like it actually like genuinely upset me.
I was
now
baked.
I can kind of like laugh about it.
I was baked and laughed my ass off because
was there a behind the scenes where they went like they actually did it, or they just pretended to do it?
I think they actually did it. It looked legit.
Like,
I get it, but you can get turkey bacon. Right.
Yeah,
and then
I mean,
it's I don't think Trey. They cared. Yeah, okay. I don't think they cared.
That's why I'm asking.
I feel like Trey Parker, Matt Stone, Trey Parker, whatever their names are.
Yeah,
Matt and
those
Trey,
guys.
Those
there
guys.
Go. Okay.
I feel like they wouldn't fake that.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't think they. Yeah,
they're kind of like
they didn't seem worried about it. Honestly,
South Park is kind of like the shock jock of animation, or at least they were. Like they were so controversial when they came out. Now they're kind of like lame. Compared to, like, some of the others.
You think?
Not lame, but, like, tame, right? Like, other cartoons are, like, far more out there.
You think?
Metalocalypse, for sure.
Yeah, but that's an older cartoon. That's not... They don't have any new seasons, do they?
Well, South Park is way older than Metalocalypse.
Yeah, but South Park was, like, high school.
Decade or something.
Yeah, but they're still currently making seasons where South Metalocalypse is not. I think they just came out with a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But
they're still doing. I got to meet Gene Hoagland. He's their drummer.
Yeah.
But that's when he was drumming for Fear Factory at the time. He was filling in for a guy. But he also drummed for Test. He's like the ultimate like fill-in drummer.
Yeah.
But then he was also in a band called Grip Inc. With another guy. I met Jason, who's in Exhorter. They just put an album. Anyway, I don't know why we're talking about that.
Okay.
We've gotten 7 degrees away from Kevin Bacon somehow.
I would eat human meat if someone fed it to me.
What do you mean, fed it to you? Like,
if someone went like, here,
and,
eat this,
you know.
It's human meat, I'm like, ooh, let me try.
Mm.
I would not shy away from it.
I'd have to think about it while it's in front of me and, like, you know, look at it, smell it, was it prepped, you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
You know.
If they baked it into lasagna.
I mean, if you want to get me to eat something like that, and I shouldn't tell anybody this, but like you probably need to not tell me about it until after I've eaten it.
Yeah.
Right? And then be like, how'd you like the lasagna? Yeah, it was pretty good. Oh, did you know it was human?
Right? Yeah, I don't know if I'm there yet.
Yeah.
No, I'm there. I'd eat it. In a heartbeat. Like, without hesitation. You can tell
me. You actually seem excited about it, too.
I would
so,
be.
Like, if somebody, you know, if anybody wants to come through.
I feel like we need to do, like, a... A low budget. What was the Joe Rogan show before he had his podcast?
Fear Factor.
Yeah, with Richie Rich.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
My problem with Fear Factor is a lot of that. It started off fearful, and then by the end of the series, it was just like, how can we gross you out?
Yeah, there was
and
a
like,
lot
I'm
of
not
bugs.
Scared. Right. It's not scary. It's just gross.
Yeah.
I don't want to be gross. I don't want stomach cramps later. You know. just from eating weird stuff.
Yeah.
But the scary stuff, like, oh, we're going to, like, suspend you from a crane and you're not going to have a parachute. And we're just not going to tell you how far you're going to drop. Like, all right. Like, that's... That could be scary to someone.
Some of them were dangerous, too. Like, well, you would have people underwater, like, doing things, whatever, accomplishing a mission underwater. It's kind of risky because you have the potential to have fatalities, and I don't think that would be
that's
good
the fear.
For the show, though.
That's the fear factor.
Right. I know, but I'm thinking, for liability reasons for the show.
Probably why they went to Gross after a few.
Probably.
They wrangled people in, and they said, okay, we're not going to do the danger stuff anymore. We've got an audience. Let's just gross them out.
I always wanted to do a parody show of Fear Factor called Beer Factor.
Okay.
And that's where you do a thing sober, and then you get, like, six beers in you and try to do the same thing again and see, how well you do or don't do after six beers.
Hmm.
Beer Factor. Right?
So the football game after the barbecue.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
And a couple shots. Right. You know, depending on... Anyway, what is the I love bacon just as a general food, like bacon is everything better in my opinion. The only thing that makes bacon better than bacon is more bacon. Have you ever had beef bacon?
No.
So it's a fatty cut of beef, and it's usually thick cut, and it's broiled or something like that. So I don't know what the cut is of the pig that makes the bacon. I should. But I also don't know what the cut is of the beef that makes the beef bacon. So maybe you guys don't know either. But what is the cut of the human that would make human bacon?
I think for the pig, it's the back.
Is it?
It's like... Or the front. It might be pork belly, but it's cured.
The love handles, is that what they call that?
For me, they're tactical love handles.
It's for concealment.
All right. Well, anyway, a family uses Oreo cookies to help lure a 450-pound pig named Kevin Bacon back to his home.
For the record, that would also lure me home.
Oreo cookies?
I ate some Oreos last night. I really just want to drink some milk, but I need a reason to drink milk.
Yeah.
So I had some Oreos with it.
Yeah. That's a good reason.
Yeah.
If you're going to. Something else about milk recently. Oh, it was the whole thing about the eating cereal for dinner?
Yeah.
Right, thing? This isn't new.
That's exactly what I said.
If the parental units would make something I didn't want to eat, and I put up enough of a fuss, they'd be like, well, fine, get your own food, right?
And what are you going to make with cereal?
And I'd go grab some cereal in the cupboard and pour a bowl, and boom.
But not even just that. Are they pretending that actual poor people weren't already on a diet of cereal and ramen noodles?
Well, and here's the other thing. Cereal ain't cheap.
I mean, it's pretty tone deaf.
Well, it's cheaper than everything else now.
It's cheaper than... any sort of protein or like a nutritious balanced meal, absolutely cereal is going to be cheaper. It's going to, especially if you're getting the store brand.
Well, if you get the big bag on the bottom shelf, you're getting the value pack, sure.
But they were attacking the CEO of Kellogg's for suggesting it.
Yeah.
But he doesn't control inflation.
So there's that. Right? So. And that's the thing. It's like, well, one, I'm sure all of the people that need to do that already are. So bad advice. But I think the anger was definitely misplaced because if he's the CEO of Kellogg's, obviously he wants to sell more cereal.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
he's just doing
I didn't really fault him, but it was pretty tone deaf. It's like, you clearly have never been lower middle class.
Let me also suggest the reason it's coming up is because there are those that previously didn't have to do that, right? That are now moving down that ladder.
Yeah,
inflation is such that what's the meme going around on the internet that like, hey, just in time for me to make middle class, now I'm lower class again.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? Thank you, inflation.
So people who could afford it and never had to eat cereal for dinner are now struggling with, oh, man, I can't afford dinner food.
Right.
What am I going to do? Yeah. And the Kellogg's guy goes, like, just eat cereal. That's what all the poor people have been doing for decades. Now you're one of them. Like, join the club. Yeah, welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome to cereal for dinner. You're now broke.
All right. This from Brighton, Wisconsin, of all places. I didn't know. WTMJ has reported this. Kevin Bacon, the pig, showed up unannounced at a family's home in Wisconsin. However, it wasn't the famous actor. It was a 450-pound animal.
Wait, I thought you said this was out of Louisiana. This 450-pound pig made it from Louisiana to Wisconsin?
KSLA is the source of the article, but it's been republished by them, and it was originally published by WTMJ out of Brighton, Wisconsin.
All right.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Are you less confused now?
I am, because that's a long way for a pig to go to be like... You know, lured home with Oreos.
450 pounds, he could, you know.
Talking about the lured home with Oreos, though. He's going to gain it all back by the time he gets back.
A lot of Oreos to lure that bastard with, yeah.
Ooh, an Oreo. Ooh, an Oreo.
Kevin Bacon is the name of a pig who loves taking walks, meeting new people, and more than anything, eating donuts.
Bacon-flavored donuts?
We're talking about a 450-pound swine who... loves eating donuts.
Oh, man. Yeah, that went over my head at first.
Yeah. Typical American.
Brighton resident Jake Mulgaard. There's like three A's in there or something.
Oh,
Mulgaard.
Okay. Scandinavian guy.
Must be. Brighton resident Jake Mulgaard was home Friday night when his wife found something unusual. He said she came into the room while he was watching TV and told him there was a pig on their driveway camera. When they checked, the two found Kevin Bacon standing at their back door.
That's still funny.
He had wandered off from a nearby hobby farm and stopped by to say hello. Something tells me he didn't say hello.
Got any donuts?
I've got things I can't say about that on the radio in my head. Mulgaard made a few phone calls to find the pig's owner, who was out of town for the weekend. The owner had asked Mulgaard... if it was a big black pig he had found, he's like, yeah, his name is Kevin Bacon. He's actually a little lonely, so he'll probably be just looking for company, Mulgaard said.
Just give him a place to stay for the night. I'll be home to get him in the morning.
Kevin Bacon in Footloose?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Now I got this picture of this 450-pound swine.
He's got moves.
Like dancing like on his hindquarters, spinning the girl around, that kind of stuff. With some assistance from the Kenosha Sheriff's Department, Mulgaard's family brought Kevin home. A one-mile walk that took 2.5 hours.
It's about right for a 450-pound anybody.
Yeah. Actually, pretty impressive. That was a good time for him.
There was, in the Seattle area, there was this, it's called the Lard Butt 1K.
Oh, okay.
Oh, jeez.
It's just like every other thing where, people sign up for this thing, and they got to go get sponsors. So you give me $5, you give me $5, I'll do this 1K thing, and we'll raise some money for, the food bank or something, right? And so it's literally it's not really a race. It kind of is. It's set up like a race. But instead of having, stations for water, a normal, marathon would have, now, mind you, 1K isn't very far. Right? Normally, these races are 10K.
Yeah.
Right? Bicycle races or marathon runs, that kind of thing.
It's so, 2.5 laps around the track.
So 1K, not very far. But what they had is they had both donut stops.
No,
so if you got, tired.
That is, so degrading.
Along the way, you could stop and have a donut. And then the next stop you would get to, instead of a donut stop, they had beer.
Okay.
The beer is better.
It's called the Lard Butt 1K. It's supposed to be for people who don't, normally get up and get physical to, donate some, effort to charity.
Yeah, but the donuts do feel like
But also celebrate their lard butt.
Yeah.
I thought it was appropriately named.
Yeah.
I never attended, but I wanted to.
You weren't even in good enough shape to do the Lard Butt 1K.
No, I think I was probably at that time.
I think I'll just watch.
I might be in good enough shape now to do it.
Oh, okay.
Right? But at that time, I was too skinny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when I first discovered it. I might have been, I think I was still walking a good distance, taking the bus. I was in the big city.
Okay.
That kind of a thing. So.
All right.
But at any rate, what were we talking about? Donuts? Oh, yeah, pigs.
Getting Kevin Bacon home.
Kevin Bacon. At one point... during the walk, Mulgaard's daughter, Chloe, jumped on Kevin's back to get him to speed up.
How does that work?
How does adding more weight to it?
Maybe a horse. So she needs, yeah.
Can't they just whip him from afar? Like if the horse were, you know, plowing or something?
What they needed is one of these cattle rustling dogs that the ranchers have.
Yeah.
You know?
To like a border collie. Yeah.
Or a border pig, like the movie. Pig. Wasn't he like a sheep herding pig?
Oh,
I don't remember that movie.
All right.
Yeah.
I just remember Charlotte's Web. That's the pig movie.
Never mind then.
The owner said that if he stomps on you, you can jump on his back, and he likes to run at that point, Mulgard said. So apparently the owner was like, yeah, you know. So the daughter jumped on anyway. The family got Kevin home using Oreo cookies and anything else they could find in the fridge. Here's some expired olives. All these pickles have been in there.
How do you take your eggs?
Not only did they help get him back home, they also made a friend for life.
Aw. He's going to escape again and come visit. Now he knows where to get his Oreos.
How long a 450-pound pig, like, you know, lasts. Like,
yeah, I don't know the lifespan of pigs either.
Yeah, but I don't think it's... Is it necessarily overweight, or I think they are just really that size?
Well, yeah, but what's the lifespan of a pig that's not getting slaughtered?
Right.
Probably pretty long.
I
don't know either.
Is that a potbelly?
That's a big black pig.
I'm not a pigologist or whatever you call somebody who studies pigs.
Baconators?
Baconators. they all wanted to adopt him immediately, and I said, we don't have a place to put a 450-pound pig. But yeah, they fell in love with him right away, Mulgard said.
15 to 20 years.
All right, there you go.
That's pretty long lifespan.
Yeah.
Good, you know, a small dog.
You just go visit them longer than a dog.
That's about as long as people got to take care of their kids, right?
My cat's 20 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, cat's not a dog.
Yeah. But a small dog, you've never met a 25-year-old chihuahua, you know, they're all droopy and teeth falling out or whatever. They don't look good, but they're still...
Okay.
Have a pulse.
All right.
You're describing everybody at the old folks home.
Don't look good, but got a pulse.
Kevin Bacon, the pig, is now back home safe and sound and appears to be in good spirits.
I mean, if he's only a couple miles away, they can, like, go visit any time. Right? It's like, oh, what do you want to do today? Oh, let's go see Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, that's like a couple-hour walk.
What? Yeah.
I think that was just with the pig.
I know.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They're real close.
Yeah.
He's like right there. You could stop off on your way home from school.
They're like, we're just going down the street.
Yeah. Show off to your friends. Let's go visit my friend Kevin Bacon. Jump on him. He'll go faster.
Jump on him. He'll go faster. Now I have that stupid Kenny Loggins Footloose song stuck in my head.
Don't start it. Okay. I don't know it, and I don't need it stuck in my head. Yeah.
What do you mean? You never seen the movie?
I may have seen it once a long time ago, and I'm not the music guy, so.
There was a Saturday Night Live skit they did, I think with Kevin Bacon, the actor, I think, and it was called Footless, and like one of his feet like had been cut off, and so he had to dance with one foot.
Nice.
603-283-6160. Still to come. Why would your coworkers leave a beheaded pig at your workstation? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News. news update. The Georgia primary is this Tuesday, March 12th, and Georgia could be the state that puts us... Look, if we win Georgia, we're going to win the election. Let me put it that way, okay?
New this Sunday, dueling political rallies in a key battleground state, Georgia. Former President Trump in the town of Rome in the northern part of the state Saturday night. President Biden speaking in Atlanta.
Americans pay more for prescription drugs than anywhere else in the world. It's wrong, but I'm ending it.
Now, prior to his campaign event, Trump meeting with the parents of Lakin Riley. Police say the 22-year-old Georgia nursing student was brutally assaulted and killed by an illegal alien from Venezuela. The attack and murder happening in Athens, Georgia.
He was an illegal immigrant. He was an illegal migrant. And he shouldn't have been in our country, and he never would have been under the Trump policy.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Let's get ready to talk! Wait, does that make any sense?
Verbally rumble? Yes, no, it does. That makes total sense. We got to get ready to talk.
Well, I mean, I was ready to talk when the show started it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, this is the second segment. We got to get ready again.
Wow, segment two already. What did the frog say to the other frog?
Ribbit.
Time sure is fun when you're having flies.
Mm.
Oh, dad jokes.
Right. I've got a new soundboard on my phone, and I wish I had like it plugged in so we could just do the rim shot.
Yeah. Wish in one hand and, you know, in the other, and see what you get most of.
Oh.
I found something.
The catch rag in the other hand.
I found something about a soundboard while I was doing some troubleshooting tech support type stuff. And I haven't explored it any further, but maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
We'll see. Future. In the future.
Yeah.
In the future.
In the year 2000.
Hopefully, government slaving time ends.
Oh, my goodness.
In the future.
Don't get me started.
Tired of that crap.
It's so dumb. It's so dumb, and people support it.
That's what I don't get. People that support it. And then everyone in Arizona is like, haha. Yeah. The rest of the country, losers.
Yeah, in Hawaii.
Yeah, no, it's so dumb.
Oh, Hawaii,
we have to do
too?
It in Hawaii. Yeah.
It's so dumb, too.
I mean, it wouldn't. I mean, Hawaii can kind of just do their own thing because they're so far away. I mean, how? What time zone? How?
Hawaii.
Yeah, but like what?
Hawaiian standard.
How zone. Many?
GMT minus 10.
How many? How far removed is it from New Hampshire?
Depends.
Like,
on
how many hours?
I'm going to say GMT minus 10 because it depends on what time zone so New Hampshire like, decides it wants to be in right now.
If I remember correctly, it's 2 hours more than West Coast time, right?
So that's four?
Generally less, unless West Coast springs forward, and then it's 3 hours behind.
Okay, all okay. right, so that's what I was thinking, right? Cause
so three
right,
to four, right. depending on
well, just
which
goes,
slave
here's the thing.
Right.
we are.
Here's the dumb thing about daylight savings time. We picked an arbitrary starting point, Greenwich. I don't know why, I don't care, but that's time zero. Everything yeah. else is measured in, like, plus or minus Greenwich.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Hawaii is fixed at GMT, Greenwich Mean Time,
right.
minus 10.
Right.
So if you want to know like where you are on Greenwich Mean Time is plus or minus whatever. New Hampshire is now GMT minus 4, right. I think. Right? And then
yeah.
And then Hawaii's minus 10. So there's a 6-hour difference there. But you can just stick with GMT, and you're good. Everything like follows that.
Just going on about how dumb daylight savings time is. Like, the whole thing is dumb. There's not just one thing about it that's dumb. The whole thing is dumb. There's no practical reason for it.
But what about the farmers?
I think that's a myth. I'm pretty sure that's a myth.
And then now people will be like, oh, but the children.
But here's
that's
even
the
if it was
thing.
Ever even
the
if it
children.
Was ever for the farmers, like the cattle doesn't know what time it is.
You don't want children growing up having consistent sleep patterns for all of their life, do you?
Well, and actually,
yeah, I do.
I know parents who are like, it's miserable for like the first week of daylight savings time because their kids are all jacked up because most children are very like rigid creatures and they, you know,
structure
fall into
and regimen.
Yeah, they really like their structures. Not all kids, but a lot of kids really like that structure.
Especially the autistic ones.
Yeah, so it's like now you have your kid that already was waking up at 6 a.m., waking you up at 5 a.m. That sucks.
Well, here's an illustration. I worked for a tech company based in Seattle, and I worked, when I lived in Seattle, worked for this company. I moved here to New Hampshire, clear across the country, right? West Coast time zone, all the way now to Eastern Standard Time, right? My employer had an easier time adjusting to me having moved from West Coast to the East Coast than they did an employee who moved from Seattle to Hawaii.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because of meeting times and the calendar and the schedule and all that kind of crap.
Like, you want to have a meeting, West Coast time at 9 a.m.?
Right.
It's like noon in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Right? Like, people in Hawaii, still sleeping. You got to wait.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you want to have it at 9 a.m. Hawaii time. It's like afternoon New Hampshire time. People are getting ready to go home for the day.
Yeah.
It's a pain.
So, yeah, that happens.
Right. But if Greenwich Mean Time is the zero time, then from there, I've said this before. I say this every year we do this nonsense.
Okay.
Right? They took time zero, and then you just slice the globe up in 24 equal spots.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And then whatever time zone you happen to be in,
yep.
you're in. And now we're in the wrong time.
You said you're in.
You're in. That's it.
Thanks, Nicky.
Like, that's your time based on time zero. You don't get to arbitrarily change it based on, you know, the dip dots of the state. It's just you're just wrong at that point.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is wrong, in my opinion. It should go away.
That's what I'm saying.
Another useless thing that government has,
right.
you know, has. But, jump, dance, monkeys, dance!
But there are people that want this to be the time that it is because they like this time better. But this is the wrong time. This is not where that slice occurs when you slice it up in 24 equal slices.
So we're in the wrong time?
We're in the wrong time. We're arbitrarily dictated by the government in the wrong time.
So, if, say, Nikki were to have a child sometime in the next month or so, it would be born in the wrong time?
Yes.
And that's
a big
deal.
The government document would be an hour ahead of the actual birth time.
I hate that, because then how am I going to do her birth chart?
Right.
Just minus an hour.
I'm going to have to, because that's not correct. That's good to know. I'm glad you brought that up, because I need to know that's important information.
Well done, Richie Rich.
I like the meme. The son texts his mom. He's like, hey, mom, what time was I born?
Yeah, like, stop talking to her.
Stop talking to her.
All right.
Too many of those.
Yeah.
So in the previous segment, we talked about Kevin Bacon, the pig, not Not the actor. Well, we did kind of talk about the actor. We talked about Footloose a little bit. But only because this pig's name was Kevin Bacon. And so we had to talk about actual Kevin Bacon.
We have to make the distinction between the pig and the actor.
And the degrees. Yes, and all that kind of thing. But
Could you get the pig to the actual Kevin Bacon in 6 degrees or less?
Probably.
And just by name.
Oh, all right.
It's 1 degree. Done.
Well, no, it's they're spelled differently.
Though, right? I mean, I don't know how that all works.
All right.
Just thought it was funny.
Good job. You did it in one. Congratulations.
If I have to explain, we'll give it to you. It's not funny. Speaking of pigs, this from CBS News. Workers asked about pay, then reprisals allegedly began with a pig's head left at a workstation.
Isn't that like a deli meats?
Boar's head? Boar's head, yes.
That's in the pig family.
It's a brand, not...
but it's in the... A boar is a pig, right?
I don't think they cut the head off of a boar and left it on somebody's workstation.
You know, cousins. It's in the same neighborhood. 7 degrees or less.
You got to cook it at more than 7 degrees.
Like third cousins.
That's like freezing.
All right, just 7 degrees for 18 hours.
I just throw it over in the kiln here for 5 seconds.
Slow cooked. Come on.
Tennessee's biggest pork producer is accused of retaliating against workers who asked about their pay, with one worker allegedly finding a severed pig's head at their workstation, according to the Department of Labor.
That's some Godfather Mafia stuff right there.
Wait, the context?
Ask about your pay, perhaps you will find a severed pig's head at your workstation.
Yeah.
The context does make it a little bit more normal, because if this was just like an office cubicle situation and there's a severed head,
this is just
that would be...
So they had one available.
This is just a redneck...
Pork manufacturer, you know.
This is just a redneck practical joke, right?
If they didn't just ask about pay...
Right, yeah. Or is it mafioso?
If it happened when they didn't ask about pay, it would just be like Bob doing this thing that Bob does to the new guy.
This feels a little threatening.
Yeah.
The pig's head incident allegedly occurred after the employee had asked about their wages, sparking Tosh Farms LLC management to threaten them with termination.
Within their right.
Wait, so if I go to my boss and I'm like, hey, how come my pay sucks? They go, oh, if you ask about that again, we'll fire you.
Yeah, well within their right.
Okay, but it's still, like, that's a douche move.
It's a douche
move. I mean, asking about it, but you should have negotiated your wage better before.
Well, maybe. You demonstrate a level of performance. You've been there for a few years.
Or at least
the situation changes.
Like any other place, if, like any other place, they start, you know, piling on responsibilities because you're, you know...
Doing better,
of the 20% that does 80% of the work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you're like, hey, you know, I'm doing all this extra stuff now that, you know, we didn't agree to in the beginning, you know, when's my review, like, would be the right question for you to ask.
Right.
Right, if you're going to negotiate pay.
Like, my regular job, the owner is of the opinion that this is what you negotiated and that never shall it change.
Yeah, that's not really how things work.
It's not how things work.
No.
Right, which is why the office is empty and we have remote workers. Because we can only find people to work for his wage in, like, the most depressed parts of the country.
Right.
But also, I mean, that is kind of within their right if it's like, well, you know, I need to get paid more. And if they're like, I can't pay you more, then you either accept what I'm paying you or you have to leave.
Right. But I've also had a conversation with my direct boss, and I was like, you cannot replace me for what you're paying me.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the market has shifted. You are now getting me at a discount. Should I choose to leave? He's like, well, I could fill the chair. I'm like, yeah, you can absolutely fill the chair.
Yeah.
Right? But if you want quality that I provide, right, it costs a little more now than it did, and you're lucky I'm too lazy to go out and look.
The worker in question here found the dead animal's head after returning from a meeting with managers, the Labor Department alleges. Tosh Farms allegedly retaliated against several employees for requesting their wages. What does that mean, requesting their wages? You should know what you're making.
Maybe they haven't been paid. Maybe this is...
Because that would make sense, right? Requesting your wages.
Yeah, that would
make
sense.
Like, hey, we've worked for 2 weeks and you haven't given us a paycheck. How about this pig's head instead? How do you like that?
Yeah, here's a wage. You didn't say what denomination of currency. We pay you in pig's heads.
It's like Napoleon Dynamite, you get paid in, like, eggs.
Suddenly there's a chart for, like, you know, the rise of the value of a pig's head over time. against the dollar. The dollar.
When you first start, you only get the pig's feet. Work your way up to the bacon. You make management, you get a pig's head medallion.
Yeah, I really made it.
Yeah.
Pig's head. So they allegedly retaliated against several employees, with the investigation finding that the workers were assigned tasks outside of their normal duties, such as cleaning bathrooms and picking up pig waste.
There you go.
Asking about one's wages is protected activity under the Fair Labor Standards Act. They're only acting that their standards are fair. And federal law blocks employers from firing or discriminating against employees who have filed a complaint or who are working with the DOL in their investigations, the agency said. Wow. That's just too many cooks in the kitchen there.
Right? Okay.
Should be the employer and the employee having an honest discussion about wages.
Yep.
And that should be it. And if you're like, well, hey, I think I deserve a raise because I'm doing all this extra work, and they go, no, we don't think you do. Okay, well, then there you have it.
Right.
That's the honest conversation. Right? Or no, we can't afford to pay you more, right? Like, it depends. Like, I mean, these are honest conversations that aren't happening because we get the Fair Labor Standards Act, the feds involved, and then we get, all sorts of, unions or, labor organizations involved in these discussions when it really should just be an honest conversation between the employer
and the employee. Well, so here's the problem. When it comes to wages and labor, the employer is more in a position of power than the laborer, because you're going to do the labor first, and then you're going to get paid.
Right.
And if the owner doesn't pay you once you've done the labor, right, you are hamstrung by the circumstance to use the state to enforce that, because should you try to enforce it on your own, you will be the bad guy, right? You can't go rob your employer and take it, take your pay violently from him if he refuses to pay you, because then he will go to the state and the state will enforce his will against you.
Or you could tell the employer to shove it and go get a new job.
But then you're still out the labor that you performed.
Yes, you are.
Right. So how do you make things fair absent the state, right? If the employer
reputation. Right. So now you have, like, you know, well, absent the state, there would be something along the lines of, like, you heard of Glass Ceiling or any of these websites that
Glassdoor.
Glassdoor, thank you.
Yeah.
Any of these websites that rate employers, right?
Yeah, no, I get it. It'll ruin his reputation going forward, but you still are not made whole.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, to make yourself whole, he either has to do what's right or you have to get violent.
Right. In the current circumstance, yes, he is hamstrung.
Right.
Absent the state, I don't think that this would even occur.
Okay. That's fair. That might be more fair.
Or if it did, there would be an arbitration clause for, disputes in your employer agreement.
I mean, even with the state, what we know is people get judgments against them and they still refuse to pay.
Right.
And then it's hard. Then you still have to go collect it.
Yeah. So the companies, quote, appalling actions and clear attempts to intimidate and retaliate against its employees will not be tolerated, unquote, said Tramiel Howard, the DOL's regional solicitor in Atlanta. I think they mean attorney. Isn't that the British term for attorney solicitor?
Okay, yeah.
Seth Krantz, the company's veterinarian, refuted the government's allegations and vowed to fight the claims. It's important to Tosh Pork, that our employees are treated with dignity and respect, and that our animals receive proper care, Krantz said in an email to CBS Money Watch.
Clearly not, if there's an employee dispute and they're retaliating with desecrating animals' carcasses.
Tosh Pork seeks to follow all federal, state, and local regulations, including the Fair Labor Standards Act. You know how they said they seek to follow them all, not that they do follow them all.
Right. Make a best effort.
This is legalese for all you people out there not familiar. He added, Tosh Pork denies it engaged in the retaliatory conduct alleged by the DOL per its March 5th, 2024 news release, and intends to defend itself in court. I assume Tosh Pork has better, more expensive lawyers than the person in question.
It's usually how it goes.
Well, but if they're defending it against a case brought by the state through the Department of Labor.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. It evens the playing field ever so slightly.
Well, actually, it tilts it in the government's favor, but That's because the government can throw as much money and time and resources at it as they want to.
Right. Without having to worry about it. This case, on behalf of the employees.
Yes. The federal agency has filed a complaint and motion seeking a restraining order to stop Tosh and its human resources manager from continuing its alleged retaliation. So, what, they're just leaving pigs' heads on desks every day? Like, allegedly continuing? Like, you would think there'd be some evidence, like a photo or, are they doing it again and more and that kind of a thing?
Well, I'm sure that they would just pile on the charges if they continued to do it.
Yeah.
They probably got the message through the bad press, through the lawsuit.
DOL investigators found the company owed five workers $39,375 in back wages.
Each or total?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
And assessed $36,731 in civil money penalties.
So if it's each, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Right. If it's individual, that's still like not a small amount. Right. Like $8,000 a person.
Right.
I don't know about you, but it takes me a little bit of time to accumulate $8,000 of wages.
Sure enough.
If they're not going to pay me up front, there's a lot of bills that aren't going to get paid.
Indeed. The family-run business produces swine. No kidding. Really? I would have never guessed. Tosh Pork produces swine. Mm. And grows crops, including corn, soybeans, and wheat.
Swine food?
On 18,000 acres in Henry, Tennessee. Its pig business, Tosh Pork, sells its products for national and international distribution to Costco, JBUSA, and Kroger.
Oh, so now you know how to boycott.
Agency. Man.
If you're gonna.
I thought this would be a much better article.
What's your problem with the article?
Well, there's no photos.
Oh.
I need pictures, man. I read the book for the pictures, man.
Aw. Do you want me to draw you a pig's head on a desk?
That can be arranged if that's what you
Richie,
need.
Richie Rich brings one in next week, Sunday.
I'll just bring in a pig head for you. I'll stop off at Boar's Head.
Yeah. Well, last week I brought my box of pork. My two boxes of pork.
And really? You didn't share with anybody?
Yeah. I don't remember this.
You remember this? My 160 pounds of...
Did I have some?
No.
Oh.
It was frozen, so...
Oh, that's right. I do remember this.
I remember you
mentioned
it. Around.
Yeah, it was in the trunk.
Okay.
She didn't bring it in here. And
well,
show
that doesn't count.
It wasn't like show and tell
okay.
or anything, right?
I knew she had it, but she didn't bring it in.
That's why I didn't remember it, because I didn't see it.
Right? Yeah.
I brought my box of pork to work today.
Bring your pig to work day.
They didn't include that, by the way. I think the butcher kept that part.
Isn't there don't you buy pork jaw or something like that to jowl or something? It's like part of the jaw or something, put in soups or whatever.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
I don't know.
It's a tail.
Pork rinds.
All of it, right?
Oh, man, pork rinds are great.
Yep.
I've never eaten pork rinds before.
I keep meaning to bring some for you.
Yeah,
because
keto potato chips. Yeah.
That's the only thing, if you're doing the keto diet, it's the only thing that resembles potato chips that you can eat.
Someone brought beef chips to the new mover party on Tuesday.
Nice.
Beef chips? Was it like a tallow potato chips?
It was,
or was
no, it was a
beef chip?
It was a thin slice of dried beef.
That's cool.
It was.
Yeah, there's another thing called beef chips that, we won't talk about.
Cow patties.
Anyways.
Yeah. Beef chips. That's right. Sometimes mushrooms grow on them.
Yes. I have one. Spray painted gold, mounted on a plaque.
Wow.
In my house. Yeah.
Oh. There's a song used to play on Dr. Demento called Cow Patty. And it's like a Western song, but the hero of the song rides on a moped called Flame.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
I think I paid like $100 or $150 for that plaque.
Ooh.
Right?
Wow. Well,
it's supposed to be a reminder.
Mr. Fancy Pants.
It's supposed to be a reminder. You put it on your doorway, and then you leave your BS at the door.
Yeah, that's good.
That's beautiful.
I like that.
All right.
Yeah, pigs, don't be leaving pigs' heads on people's workstations, people. That's,
Unless it's a joke.
Well, okay.
Unless Bob goes hey, can you get a pig's head for me by tomorrow? And you go yeah, I'll just leave it on your desk.
Know your audience, I guess.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Some people would think that that's funny.
If this wasn't a labor dispute, it would absolutely be hilarious.
I think in the context, that's what kind of probably lost them.
Captain Context. All right. Are you guys familiar with Pig Casa?
No. Is this another one where it sounds like the guy's name but isn't?
Is he
missing an ear?
So, people of Carthage, lend me your ears. No, that's kidding. So it sounds like you're saying Picasso, the long dead but famous painter. But no, this has a G in it. Picasso.
Okay.
Picasso has died at age 8.
Rest in peace.
So not as long as your
not
quite the 15 to 20 years.
Rest in Greece. Is that what you said?
Oh man.
Man. Come on. Too soon.
Too soon.
It's still, you know, it's still still raw.
I hope that was planned.
Even if it wasn't. That was beautiful. You can't write comedy like that.
She's a natural.
The pig, whose paintings ranked. Let me try this one more time.
The paintings ranked like pig?
The pig whose paintings raked in more than $1 million.
Oh, man.
$1 million?
Has passed away after a chronic illness.
I'm sure his owner is very upset. Like, I thought I had 10 more years of this $1 million pig paintings. Right?
They have a picture of this very large pig with what looks like a... It looks like a whiteboard, but it's probably like a canvas stretched out over a frame.
And just cut the head off, Photoshop it on a desk.
Either like a marker or some sort of a paintbrush in its mouth and is like taking strokes, if you will, with the paintbrush against this white canvas background.
Okay.
Making some sort of...
I feel like I've seen this before with an elephant.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the elephant that does it. I'm pretty sure probably different species of animals can do it, too. If you can get them to hold the paintbrush, then they'll probably just do it, right?
Sorry, nobody does it with a monkey. Too easy.
I'm trying to remember the name of the lady. Like, when I was growing up in the 80s, there was a movie about her. She got in some car accident or whatever and, like, lost her arms. And
okay. Painted with her toes?
Painted with her feet. Yeah. Okay. And, like, was really good. Like, super good. Like, you're like, really? Like, I can't even do that with, you know, four limbs.
Humans are adaptable, man.
Like,
she's got nothing else to do. You can learn how to paint with your toes.
Global art sensation, Picasso, global art sensation.
I feel like I should know more than...
I gotta add that to my list of titles.
Global
the
sensation.
The authentic global art sensation, Lord, Reverend, Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot, Esquire, if you will, LLC. I don't know, that's a lot.
Man of many titles.
Let me contemplate that. Don't go anywhere. We've got more about Picasso on the way. Plus, we've got some other fun stuff in store for you. It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More coming up.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.